Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Sheldon Davids, who recently retired after spending 30 years as a Knoxville Police Department volunteer. Well, first of all, retiring after 30 years, what's that feel like?
Ever since 1988, it's going to be a complete change in my whole kind of outlook, you might say, because even though I was a school teacher most of my life, I was also a police officer, and I kind of identified as a police officer for most of my life. So it will be quite a different change in thought.
What kind of made that connection between wanting to help with the Knoxville Police Department when you're a teacher as well? I mean, just kind of talk about that process of wanting to do both.
Well, years ago, Tom Barnett, who was in town for many years and was a reserve member during that time, was a teacher at the high school. And when I started teaching at the Knoxville schools, I noticed him working at one of the events that I went to volunteer at. And I said, wait a minute, you're a teacher, how can you also be a police officer? And he said, I'm a reserve officer, which means that I can be also a police officer part-time. And it's kind of like, okay, how can I do that too?
How much does being a reserve officer and kind of interacting with the police department and the community, just what does that mean to you?
In order to be a reserve police officer, back at that time, you joined and you did a one-year kind of like a in-service training. And then after the 1 year, they could turn you loose and you could be a regular officer when you were on duty. The moment that you were off duty, you're no longer a, quote, police officer. And really, the Knoxville department is quite unique in the fact that in Iowa, there aren't that many reserve departments, police departments, that will allow their reserve members to patrol on their own once they're state certified as a reserve officer. There are a lot of departments that won't even arm them with handguns. You know, you basically, you ride along and you're just kind of, oh, I don't know, sort of like a helper or a witness. But in Knoxville, if you put your time in and you're dedicated to it, you basically are respected just like a regular police officer.
What memories do you have over the last 30 years? I know that's probably an open-ended question, and we don't have the time to sit here and talk about that, but does any one or two stick out for you?
One of the things that we used to talk about, and anybody who has been in Knoxville for a long period of time would remember that, let's just say 30 years ago, when Nationals Week came, Nationals Week was one very wild time. And we used to say that as a police officer, you would see about everything you could possibly see in that 1 week's worth of time. And, oh, man, it was actually quite a blast. During that period of time, it was often that I would work 12 to 20 hours, go home, sleep for a while, come back, work 12 to 20 hours. It was just that much fun.
What do you see yourself doing in retirement?
Well, I retired from teaching 3 years ago, I believe it was, and right now I have been working at Raymaker Screen Printing for the last year. I don't know, it's about time that I kind of slow down. One of the reasons that I retired from this is because my health is not what it used to be, and it's kind of a young person's, you know, job, so I really can't keep up with that anymore. So maybe it's just time to sort of mellow out and smell the roses, you might say.
If someone wanted to get involved with being a volunteer police officer here in Knoxville, what would you have to say to someone who was interested in that?
I would strongly encourage anyone. We will accept anybody age 18 on up. You will have to do a few things to prove your fitness and such like that, but it's nothing that, it's not the kind of stringent fitness requirement that regular police officers have. You would need to be dedicated to say that within the first 18 months, you're going to go and get the 160 hours or so of required training to be a state certified reserve officer. And once you do that and you have your time in, the Knoxville department probably would let you patrol on your own if you deemed worthy.
Now that today's your last day, you are retiring, how do you hope the officers at the Knoxville Police Department remember Sheldon Davids.
Well, I was told the other day by one of the regulars, he said, I was 7 years old when you started, and I just kind of hope that they just remember that I did it. I served over 10,000 hours in those 30 years, and Knoxville Reserves are not paid a dime for their services, so all of those hours were donated free to the city. And I strongly encourage anybody, even if they're thinking about a career in law enforcement, think about being a reserve officer, because it's a terrific internship and it's a good way to get started.
Thanks to Sheldon Davids for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.